Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2458, with a release date of Friday, December 6th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Satellites get the okay for direct-to-cell-phone service. At two universities in India, ham radio is not just academic. And repeaters in the Pacific Northwest light up with a flurry of FM activity. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2458 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story this week comes from Washington, D.C., where Starlink satellites recently received the FCC's go-ahead to provide emergency service for mobile phones, particularly in emergencies. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us up to date.
SpaceX has received permission to provide Starlink satellite service to cellular phones in areas of the U.S. where terrestrial networks do not operate. The Federal Communications Commission gave its approval in late November for direct-to-cell capability known as Supplemental Coverage from Space using second-generation Starlink satellites that will be launched soon. There will be as many as 7,500 of these new satellites that will be capable of providing this kind of mobile phone service. SpaceX has a lease agreement with cellular provider T-Mobile for this service in the continental U.S., Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico. Earth-to-space communications will occur on the frequency range between 1910 and 1915 MHz. Space-to-Earth communications will use the range between 1990 and 1995 MHz. The FCC order, dated November 26th, said that direct-to-cell capability is designed to provide a more robust link to emergency services when severe weather or other conditions do not make conventional connections possible. The FCC said that before Starlink can provide this service to mobile phones outside the United States, it would need permission and licenses from those countries' governments. The FCC said that various subbands between 1429 and 2690 MHz would be used for this purpose. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
A recent online forum hosted by the Radio Society of Sri Lanka takes a look at how low Earth orbit satellites are changing the world of communication. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, brings us up to date.
Satellites are playing a greater role throughout the world, from communicating directly with mobile phones to providing a network that enables disaster response at different levels. On December 1st, a presentation hosted by the Radio Society of Sri Lanka outlined these revolutionary changes that have been happening in countries throughout the world and the roles that low Earth orbit satellites are playing. The guest speaker was Kusal Opa, VS7KE, VK2KSL, a senior wireless architect based in New South Wales, Australia. The 90-minute session, which was called The Future of Connectivity, was live-streamed on YouTube and is still available for viewing at the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
There's always something fascinating going on with the citizen science team at HamSci, and now there's a new way to keep track of what they're up to. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us how.
The Amateur Radio Citizen Science Investigation Team, known as HamSci, has begun publishing a new quarterly newsletter focusing on hams and the scientific community. The newsletter, which is delivered as a free download, contains updates on ongoing projects and related activities. HamSci's founder, Nathaniel Frizzle, W2NAF, expects that the new publication will enhance communication among supporters and observers. In addition to bringing readers up to date on various projects, the inaugural issue features a number of profiles of volunteers deeply involved in HamSci's work, including data analyst Gwen Griffiths, G3ZIL. The Whisper enthusiast has been deeply involved in various propagation studies. The newsletter download is available at hamsci.org/newsletter. You can also visit the HamSci website at hamsci.org to add your name to the mailing list. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Amateur radio operators aren't just communicators, they're teachers. Two groups of these radio teachers visited college campuses in India recently and imparted some important lessons. Here's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF with the details.
The first college in India to add amateur radio studies to its undergraduate curriculum hosted a seminar geared towards young ham radio operators on December 1st and administered a test to students seeking the required operating certificate. It was a final exam of sorts for 75 of the undergrads at the Ramakrishna Mission Vivekananda Centenary College. The date of the program was significant. It marks the 166th birth anniversary of the pioneer scientist Jagadish Chandra Bose. The ham radio coursework began in July, conducted by hams of the Indian Academy of Communication and Disaster Management and the West Bengal Radio Club. Now all that's left for the students is to await their test results to learn whether they qualify for the Amateur Station Operator's Certificate from India's Ministry of Telecommunications, allowing them to set up stations at home. A few days earlier, on a college campus in Kolkata, 156 students at the Women's Christian College received another kind of lesson in amateur radio. The same two organisations offered an overview of radio's essential role in disaster mitigation. The one-day workshop was led by Debduta Mukherjee, VU3JXA. Suvankar Saha, VU3XSO, Somal Chakrabuti, VU3FWK, and Ambrash Nag Biswa, VU2JFA. The college principal said she expected to introduce amateur radio formally into coursework at the school soon. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Half of the members of a community service-based amateur radio club in Connecticut turned out to recently provide radio support for a major fundraising road race. The radio team included the youngest member of the club, a newly licensed 10-year-old boy who teamed up with his grandfather. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, has that story.
The Manchester Road Race isn't just an established fundraising tradition in Connecticut. It's now a family affair for Jack Robinson, KA1GCZ, and his 10-year-old grandson, Aiden Karp, KC1TWN. Both of them are members of the Bears of Manchester. The club acronym stands for Better Emergency Amateur Radio Service and has a club call W1BRS. On Thanksgiving Day, the 28th of November, the two amateurs helped their fellow club members relay information about the whereabouts and well-being of the 12,000 participants running along the 4.7-mile course. They also kept a watchful eye on the more than 30,000 spectators. This kind of public service radio became a regular family affair after Aiden got his license last December, joining his three cousins as well as his aunt and uncle as hams. Jack said Aiden, who is an active member of Bears, also enjoys fox hunting activities that the club hosts and keeping a watchful eye on the weather as a sky-worn spotter. Aiden is the youngest amateur to have ever provided this kind of support for the road race, but because the sixth grader has inspired other kids, that might just change soon. Jack told Newsline that ever since Aiden was seen in the spotlight with his radio, lots of area youngsters will be signing up to study for their license. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AA9RT repeater in Shiloh, Illinois, on Sundays at 7 p.m., following the Prime Amateur Radio Association K9JHQ Net. If you're involved in using digital modes to deliver vital information during a crisis, or you want to learn more about how others do it, the Utah Digital Communications Conference might be a good place to start. Conference planners are also looking for presenters to share their ideas and methods. Here's Sel Emby, KB3TZD, with the details.
Amateurs with insights into some of the roles that digital modes can play in emergency communications are invited to be presenters at the 8th Annual Utah Digital Communications Conference. The one-day event will take place on Saturday, the 22nd of February, on the Miller campus of the Salt Lake Community College in Sandy, Utah. The organizers hope to be able to offer an array of topics, including the use of Winlink, VARA FM, and the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, or ARDEN. The conference is being held in collaboration with the Utah VHF Society. There is an online form for submitting proposals on the conference website, where you can also find information about attending. Guests under the age of 18 are admitted for free. See the link to the website in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Cell MB, KB3, TZD.
Yes, there are a lot of opportunities at this time of year to work Santa Claus on the air. But have you ever thought of a QSO with Santa from his QTH near the South Pole? Amateur radio can make it happen. And John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us about the magic involved.
If you believe in Santa Claus, and who doesn't, am I right? You probably believe that he lives only at the North Pole. Wrong! Santa has a summer home, and here in Australia, you can find him in Mangara, Western Australia, where he's in his shack, excited to have finally got his Australian call sign. It's VK6 Santa, and he's making good use of it right now through to the 24th of the month by hosting the VK6 Santa Amateur Radio Net. Santa's a very happy new Australian op, and he's spreading holiday cheer. Visit his page on QRZ.com and you'll find that Santa is eager to work local hams as well as some DX. He's on 2 metres as well as 10, 20 and 40 metres. If all you want for Christmas is to get Santa in your Yuletide log, you might just get your wish. This is John Williams, VK4JJW. Ho, ho, ho!
In the world of DX, listen for the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society using the call sign A91ND through to the 16th of December to mark the Kingdom of Bahrain's National Day. QSL via EC6DX. Other amateur radio groups will be joining the celebration on the air, including the Emirates Amateur Radio Society, calling QRZ as A60BHR from the 11th through to the 16th of December. The Saudi Amateur Radio Society will be on the air as HZ1BHR. The Kuwait Amateur Radio Society will be calling as 9K9BHR, and the Royal Omani Amateur Radio Society will be using A43BHR. See QRZ.com for individual call signs for activation and QSL details. Listen for Take, JI3DST, calling QRZ as J6RRR from Miyako Island, IOTA number AS079, through to the 31st of March, 2025. Take will be using a variety of call signs throughout the stay, including JJ5RBH/6, JR8YLY/6, JS6RRR/6, and JS6RRR/P on FT8. Visit the JS6RRR page on QRZ.com for QSL details. On Wake Island, IOTA number OC053, Allen KH7AL is operating as KH7AL/KH9, holiday style. Listen for him on single sideband and some CW on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, and 10 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The special event call sign PH24XMAS will be on the air to celebrate Christmas and the new year from the 6th through the 28th of December. The call sign PH25HNY will follow from the 28th of December through to the 5th of January. See QRZ.com for details. For motorists here in the U.S., a roundabout is another word for a traffic circle, a kind of road that isn't always easy to navigate. In two western states, however, ham radio operators recently enjoyed a repeater roundabout, and it became a happy weekend journey for an ever-widening circle of friends. For our final story this week, we turn to George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
For the third year in a row, hams in Idaho and Washington State took a special adventure together on dozens of the region's VHF and UHF repeaters. The event was known as the Repeater Roundabout, and this year's roundabout, held on the weekend of November 23rd and 24th, was put together with 186 regional repeaters and 70 radio groups. The event's creator, Quentin, K7DRQ, said the goal has always been simple since the first year. getting hams to meet new people and work repeaters they don't ordinarily make use of. Quentin said it is also a great way to introduce ham radio contesting to those operators who use repeaters. Unlike the roundabouts of the two previous years, which counted contacts made on Echolink, IRLP, All-Star, DMR, and D-Star, this year's event was FM only. To help everyone prepare and learn to practice programming their rigs with repeater frequencies, Quentin said participants were provided with a chirp file. Both Quentin and co-organizer Matt, KI6KTE, could readily see that even before all the logs were submitted, there was one early and immediate measure of the roundabout success. Quentin told Newsline, "This year, a new ham made his very first contact during the event. That turned this particular roundabout into a winner's circle." This is George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
You haven't sent in your amateur radio haiku yet for Newsline's Haiku Challenge? Take a break. Go QRT for just a few minutes and set your thoughts down using the traditional haiku format, a three-line verse with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Share your ham radio experience poetically and then submit your work on our website at arnewsline.org. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT News Service, Ars Technica, David Behar, K7DB, the FCC, 425DX News, HamSci, Jack Robinson, KA1GCZ, Millennium Post, NewsWest, Quentin, K7DRQ, QRZ Forums, shortwaveradio.de, Statesman, Utah Digital Communications Conference, YouTube, Zero Retries Newsletter, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.